口译食物。
Part 1. Listen to the following dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear a sentence or a short passage in English, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the dialogue only once. Now let's begin.
下面你将听到的是一段有关神舟六号的对话。今天我们非常高兴地欢迎神舟六号载人航天代表团以及各位航天科学家来与我们见面。
Well, the two Chinese astronauts have toured space on board Shenzhou 6 and conducted experiments during their flight. People have been following the mission with great interest. Today, I am very excited to meet the two astronauts face to face.
确实，中国从1992年启动载人航天工程以来，在航天技术上取得了突破性的进展。在短短13年里，已跃成为能够掌握载人航天技术的少数几个国家之一。这些成果令整个中华民族引以为傲。
I listened to the speech by Colonel Yang Liwei, the first Chinese astronaut in 2003, and I feel privileged to have this one more opportunity to pay respects to your space heroes and share the joys of their success.
今天，神舟六号载人航天代表团还给我们带来了两套内容丰富的影片，包括航天员的日常训练情况和神舟六号的飞行情况，使我们得以重温那些历史性的时刻。
The success of Shenzhou 6 marks a new era in China's scientific and technological development. I sincerely hope that there will be continued and tremendous success in the space flight industry of your country.
Part 2. Interpret the following passage from English into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the passage only once. Now, let's begin.
下面你将听到的是一段有关教育的讲话。
I am delighted that we are once again celebrating the achievements of our colleagues together. Our annual university awards recognize and honor the best in our community. Some have excelled in educating students. Some have scaled new heights in research, while others have served the country with distinction. Each of our winners has scaled impressive heights. Your endeavors have helped raise the standing of our university. Your achievements have made a contribution to our country. We take pride in your achievements. Is there a formula to achieving excellence? Can excellence be measured by determining one's achievements and contributions? In this age, we tend to measure things quantitatively. But how do we grade excellence? If there should be a formula, I would like to mention the two P's and two C's here. The two P's refer to perspiration and perseverance. The two C's are curiosity and courage. All these make up the quintessential qualities in our quest for excellence. Today, I would like to focus on the quality of curiosity. Curiosity, or what Einstein called a childlike sense of wonder, makes us question things that others normally do not even notice. The great French novelist Anatole France, Nobel laureate in literature, had this to say, "The whole art of teaching is only the art of awakening the natural curiosity of your minds. The teacher's role is to draw our students' curiosity, to inspire them, to make them see the world with fresh perspectives, and to lead them to ask different and interesting questions. Curiosity is also a powerful force that drives research. The researcher sustains his or her joy in knowledge and creative expression and follows a childlike curiosity, leading him to untrodden paths of discovery. As Einstein put it, "I am neither especially clever nor especially gifted. I am only very, very curious." Therefore, at the core of the best universities is an intellectual method that encourages questioning. The skepticism towards existing wisdom leads to new ways of thinking and breakthroughs in knowledge. Deepening this spirit of inquiry is the most important challenge for our universities.
Part 3. Interpret the following passage from Chinese into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the passage only once. Now, let's begin.
下面你将听到的是一段有关开放式学习的讲话。很高兴在这次教育国际论坛上与大家交流我对21世纪教育的看法。21世纪，我们看到知识成了创造力和财富的源泉。知识能通过网络分享。我们生活在一个有网络连通的智慧时代。我们分享资源并形成各种伙伴关系。知识与经验的交流和分享创造了一个互惠互利的共同进步的环境。在21世纪，创造和运用知识是竞争的关键，也是国家繁荣和积累财富的关键。这要求国民在工作中不断积累知识，提高技术水平。国民必须接受多层次的教育培训，而最根本的做法就是普及教育，也就是让人人都获得接受教育的机会。而要达到普及教育的目的，我们必须通过开放式学习方法和技术来扩大教育范围，极大地增加学生接受教育的机会。在开放式学习系统里，学生能学会如何成功地参与团队活动。在这样的团队活动中，学生能够互动，谦虚倾听别人的见解，学会尊重他人的观点，同时也培养批判性思维的能力。在经济全球化的背景下，我们看到有更多的跨经济、跨国界的合作伙伴出现。一个国家要在经济全球化的竞争中取胜，必须为其公民提供普及教育，以优化个人对社会的贡献，而普及教育只有在开放式学习中才能实现。